Section 6.4. Airbags, including special precautions regarding children and small adults. Airbags, combined with lap shoulder safety belts, offer the most effective safety protection available today for passenger vehicle occupants. It is estimated that, as of 2007, 176 million airbag-equipped passenger vehicles were on the road in the U.S., including 164 million with dual airbags. In 2007, an estimated 2,788 lives were saved by airbags. From 1987 to 2007, a total of 25,282 lives were saved. See footnote number 4. Airbags are supplemental protection and are not designed to deploy in all crashes. Most are designed to inflate in a moderate to severe frontal crash. For this and other reasons, lap shoulder belts should always be used, even in a vehicle with an airbag. Children in rear-facing child seats should not be placed in the front seat of vehicles equipped with passenger-side airbags. The impact of a deploying airbag striking a rear-facing child seat could result in severe injury or death. The NHTSA also recommends that children 12 and under sit in the rear seat away from the force of a deploying airbag. It is recommended that small adults and the elderly practice extra precautions as well. The force of an airbag could have a severe impact on these individuals. To prevent any unnecessary injuries, have the individual position their seat as far back as possible to lessen the impact of a deploying airbag. Helmets. NHTSA estimates that helmets saved the lives of 1,784 motorcyclists in 2007 in the U.S. If all motorcyclists had worn helmets, an additional 800 lives could have been saved. Helmets are estimated to be 37% effective in preventing fatal injuries to motorcyclists. Reported helmet use rates for fatally injured motorcyclists in 2007 were 59% for operators and 47% for passengers. See footnote number 5. Occupant protection devices. Automakers include the following safety devices to make sure your vehicle is as safe as it can be. Head restraints. Adjusted to the middle of the head, level with the ears, it protects the neck from whiplash. Door locks. Lock all doors. Door locks provide better protection in a collision, preventing occupants from being ejected. Collapsible steering columns. The steering column collapses in a collision so that a driver's chest is protected from injury. The steering column absorbs some of the impact forces in a collision. Padded dashboards. Designed to cushion the occupant if the occupant comes in contact with the dashboard. Rearview mirror. Rearview mirrors are glued on the windshield, not bolted to the frame of the vehicle. If the occupant comes in contact with the mirror, the injury is less severe. Recessed knobs on the panel. Vehicle designs try to eliminate any sharp or protruding knobs such as heater controls, radio knobs, and windshield wiper switches. Recessed door handles. Designed to be somewhat recessed and smooth to prevent injury if contact is made to handles by occupants. See footnote number 6.